Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for July the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. That ought to be the political religion of our nation. Welcome to the broadcast that is a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday. And doctor, well, the good doctor's in the house. Dr. Scott Bradley. Yes, he's a doctor of all things moral, religious. We reject politics, all things of great consequence. Dr. Bradley, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Always good to be with you guys and be able to share a few thoughts. So let's see where we're going today.
I got so much, it'll shock you. We want to talk about the COVAX, ladies and gentlemen. They're getting even more out of control than ever before. Dr. Bradley's website, To Preserve the Nation, is his book and collegiate series. FreedomsRisingSun.com, the website. Headline says this, Dr. Bradley, multiple parents sue. They have now filed lawsuits against Washington, D.C. for allowing children to receive vaccinations without parental knowledge and or consent, sir. This is absolute, flat-out, blatant criminal behavior. When you don't have parental knowledge or consent and you're forcing these body-changing, experimental toxins on children, I mean, these people need to be flat out arrested, sir. This is over the top crazy.
Well, absolutely. And in fact, we could go down this path quite a ways, it seems to me. But
let's do it.
But this is exactly what's happening in Africa with, all these little black kids that are being vaccinated by criminal international organizations that are complicit in taking these horrific things to these children in Africa that have very, very bad downsides. It's almost like they think that they're something less than human, and they can experiment on them all they want. But if we go back to the post-World War II era and the horrific human experimentation that happened medically under monsters like Dr. Josef Mengele's and the Nuremberg trials that resulted from that, and the resulting Nuremberg Code that came out in 1947. It's 10 points. People should look it up and check it out. But the point number one has to do with informed consent. And certainly a child, in every way, shape, and form, in any sense that you look at it, the child is not considered competent to be able to make those kinds of decisions. And yet the megalomaniacs that we have running this agenda-driven run for tyranny are sidestepping everything, including this international protocol called the Nuremberg Code that has to do with human experimentation. They said, well, what is this? This is something the government helped get it out, so it's not an experiment. Oh, yes, it is. It's put out by just basically a decree that says, because it's emergency, it's called the emergency use authorization, we're going to say, let's give it a shot. A shot, that's a poor choice of words, perhaps. But nonetheless, it is not an approved protocol. It is not something that's gone through safety checking. And when people say, oh, it's a miracle we got this in less than a year, and everybody's so excited and all this, what we did is we didn't stop any safety things. All we did was sidestep impediments. Well, those impediments are there so that you can do things like long-term safety testing, so you can verify the efficacy and the safety of something before unleashing them on the human race. Now, here's the problem. The human race, in fact, all mammals have never had any successful delivery of this mRNA technology that they're using. when they tried it on animals, and most of them died because of some other side effects, they quit doing it on animals. And now what they've done is they've unleashed it on humans, and humans are involved in an experiment that will not end for at least a couple of years. They say 2022 is the soonest it could happen, and they came out with this at the beginning of 2021. And so here we have these, all of these, not only international protocols that are being violated, we have common sense that's being violated. In fact, I picked up a little, it's kind of a nutritional supplement, a packet that it's dried vegetables, basically powdered and dried and powdered vegetables. You put it in cold water, mix it up, and you drink it. And it's a daily packet for enhancing your nutritional supplements. Well, I look on the back for the contradictions and the warnings. Pregnant women and nursing mothers are not supposed to take it without a doctor's advice and counsel. Well, duh. Here are dried vegetables that come out of gardens, and somebody dehydrates them, grinds them up, and puts them in a drink, and they're saying don't give it to women that are pregnant or nursing. Well, what we're doing with this unproven, it's something that has just not been through the processes at all. I mean, yeah, if they tested it for a day, a week, or even 3 weeks, I don't know. We don't know the long-term effects of this. And so they're giving it to pregnant women now. They're pushing it lower and lower into the childhood ages. There's never really been even an emergency use authorization on some of these things for the younger children.
Well, and they're even asking for a third dose emergency permission of some of these vaccines. Now, Moderna and others are asking for that. The J&J vaccine has greater warnings added, even though they don't pull it off the market. They add more and more warnings to their inserts, etc. I mean, this is just insanity, sir.
Well, you mentioned the Guillain-Barré warning. Holy Hannah. This kind of thing, I mean, I personally have known people that have gotten this syndrome because of vaccine, and it's very life-changing, very debilitating. Everything from total paralysis to not being able to walk. I mean, so, yeah, you got your use of your arms. Hey, you're pretty good, aren't you? That's good. Let's keep this going. But now they got this additional warning on it, and I keep going back to the fact that, you know, I remember, so it's like it's yesterday, you know, and it's, I'm not pulling a what's his name, Kerry deal about Cambodia. But I remember it as though it was yesterday in 1976 when the country, Gerald Ford, made this big push for this flu injection. 47,000, I mean, million people got injected. One person died from the flu, and I believe he had other comorbidities that contributed to that, but the official record shows one person died from it. Well, they had all these bad side effects, but 56 people died from it out of 47 million that had been injected, and they pulled the program. They stopped it. We can't do it. Too much risk. Well, here's the deal. If you go to the VAERS, the CDC reporting process, which is questionable at best in terms of the accurately reflecting the total number of people that are actually having problems, the best amount that anybody estimates might be reported is 10%. And most people think it's more like 1% of the difficulties being reported. And so you have approaching 10 million people that have been reported as killed by the, 10,000 people. You start doing the math, and these things run together in your mind, but they have 10,000 people reported as deaths, and over 400,000 have had severe adverse reactions. If we're only getting 1% reported, this is an extremely severe,
it's
catastrophic reaction.
And last week, it's now been reported that more people are suffering negative reactions and dying from the COVID vaccine than they are from the COVID itself. That's the latest statistic as well being brought about.
Well, here's a statistic I heard on Wednesday. Okay, so this is Friday. This is 2 days old. I was on a trip listening to a talk show host, and he was promoting the jab. And ain't it awful? And our state health people are saying, our hospital beds are filling up again. It's horrid and horrid. They gave a statistic that 8 out of 100,000 people are now afflicted with this. Do the math. That's less than 0.1% that their radio announcer that's promoting this, 8 out of 100,000 are faced with this thing, and it's like, oh, ain't it awful? But then you do the other additional thing, it's well over 99% of the people that get afflicted with this malady. It's hardly even worth causing it that. It's so thin now, but well over 99% of the people that get it, statistically, over the 18 months almost that we got an experience with this thing, survive it. Oh, yeah, I had a cold. They say, I had somebody that talked to me the other day. Yeah, I had a kind of a fast-moving cold. Turned out it was COVID. I got over it faster than I ever had. This is what I was being told by someone that I had an opportunity to interact with. And to them, it was kind of like, oh, yeah, I get a cold every year. That's kind of what it was. But that's what it was, you know. And so well over 99% of the people that are getting it are surviving. And only 8 out of 100,000 in Utah currently have it, which is far less than 0.1%. And we're all up in arms with something that's killing people? Are you kidding me?
Ladies and gentlemen, hang tight. Dr. Scott Bradley with me. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things, and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Back with you live, Sam Bushman, Dr. Bradley, riding shotgun today, talking about this crazy story. Multiple parents have filed lawsuits against Washington District of Criminals for allowing children to receive vaccines without parental knowledge and or consent. They're doing this to murder babies' abortions. They're doing this for vaccines now. Your government is absolutely becoming a criminal enemy. Involved in criminal enterprise activity, ladies and gentlemen, against the family. Reject it, stand against it, and do so boldly, nobly, and independently now, my fellow Americans. It gets worse, though. The U.S. DOD, that's the Department of Defense, considers making COVID-19 vaccines mandatory for U.S. troops. if the FDA approves them. Now, that makes the point that the FDA hasn't even approved these forced vaccines on everybody so far. They say your employer can force vaccines, but now the Pentagon secretary says, hey, members of the U.S. military are already required, let me say that word again, required, forced, to get vaccinated with a number of vaccines for various diseases, including but not limited to mumps, measles, and polio. And now they're considering adding the COCO vaccine to it as well. So that's very concerning, ladies and gentlemen. Vaccine strike force coming? Question mark. Will the government literally go community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes knocking on doors directly to force vaccines? Question mark. You think it couldn't happen here? You better think again, ladies and gentlemen. They're on a tyrannical, psychotic, force-based bender on this thing. They're drunk with power. They're out of control. They're crazy, ladies and gentlemen. We've never seen the likes of this in our lifetimes, Dr. Bradley.
Now, let's take a few of those things point by point. Back in basic training, I had a little Puerto Rican sergeant that had on his locker a little, you know, kind of a greeting card thing. It had a little Hispanic fellow with a sombrero with a little donkey with a cord around its neck. And inside you open it up. And, well, the first on the front it said, "My heart is yours." And then you open it up. "But my donkey is the government's." You can do your translation if you want, but that's what the card said. So that's kind of where we were in the military. And yes, indeed, we did have an awful lot of injections. And in fact, when I got out, I did a little bit of schooling, and one of the areas I did some focus was in pharmacology. And I remember talking to a professor one time about the cocktail of injections we had had. He went ballistic. I mean, he was absolutely astonished because they have kind of multiplying contradictions with each other, and so it blew his mind. But so, yes, in fact, there are a lot of these things.
Yeah, think of it, ladies and gentlemen, like your drug labels, too. They say when you're taking this drug, you know, don't drink, don't take this other medication, make sure that there's not conflicting medications. If you have conflicting medications, consult your physician, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, this is common knowledge, right? This isn't just some viewpoint of some collegiate scientific professor stuff. This is commonly known that you just don't mix all kind of things together. Even natural health and healing herbs, they say, oh, wait, what are you using? We got to make sure we know what's going on before we insert this into the mix. And okay, this is commonly known by everybody, right, doctor?
Well, let's get even a little more serious with this. And I remember the date exactly. It was March 6, 1970. There were a group of us that were the first human beings to be injected, the donkey is theirs. We were the first human beings to be injected with an experimental vaccine. I believe I had an adverse reaction that continues to be vaccine related. But the fact of the matter is, I think they felt like we were the closest things to human flesh that they could get. Now, back in those days, there wasn't all of these. Well, of course, we had the Nuremberg protocols. But many times things like that were ignored. People today should know better. These things can be found and understood. But that's part of the basis of what they're doing right now with saying we will maybe make this a mandatory jab if the FDA approves it. First of all, it is experimental. By very definition, it's experimental. If you insist that they have it, it is a violation of the Nuremberg codes. And here's what really frustrates me is that, you know, right now you got military personnel that can reject it. Okay, we may end up having them being forced to take it. It may have long-term ill effects, everything from infertility to heart attack and stroke and immune system reactions and so on and so forth. But what is happening that I find extremely disheartening across the country is more and more institutions of quote-unquote higher learning, because they're very doubtful if there's any higher learning going on there, especially given who is advocating these things in the administration, where their requirements to go to the school in this coming fall. Now, my position has always been vote with your dollars. Institutions of higher learning are by nature financial institutions. That is their motivation. Of course, there's rare, I would call them rare exceptions, where individuals truly do love learning and their students and the elevating the bar and all this kind of stuff. But the institution itself is motivated by money. And we can, I can go down that path if we want to of how we would know this. But the fact of the matter is, if you vote with your dollars and don't go there, take a sabbatical, take a year off, take 2 years off, go learn how to become a diesel mechanic instead of an attorney or something like that. Learn an honest trade. And I believe that if the institutions of higher learning find 80% of their people didn't show up this year, I think that they will become much more flexible in how they do things. And here's the other thing. Let's just say that the jab is really, quote unquote, safe and effective, as they claim it is. Okay, let's say someone gets the jab and they go to school and the guy sitting next to him doesn't have it. What does it matter? The guy that's sitting there has the jab. Hey, you take your chances. I've protected myself. But no, we know for a fact that is not how this is working. We have populations that are 100% vaccinated, fully vaccinated, that are still coming down with this. So we know for a fact it is not either safe or effective because they haven't proved it either. But in L.A., you probably heard on the news break just as we were coming on, they're saying that you got to wear face masks indoors even if you're fully vaccinated. What's that about? The inconsistencies, the unscientific approach, this slapshot way of doing things, it's by guess and by golly, and there is no supporting data for all of this kind of stuff. And they can't really say they're safe and effective. They can't really say that they're approved. They're not. None of these things are. In honesty, they would have to say, this is an experiment, and you guys are the guinea pigs, just like I was so many years ago when I got that guinea pig jab. Now, by the way, they've been giving these guinea pig jabs to third world country kids for a long time with a lot of really adverse effects. And if you go back and look at the research on them, there have been horrid things that have happened with polio and infertility and things like that from India to Africa on these things. And we're the subject matter guinea pigs. It is astounding to me. And yet...
It's insane, Dr. Efficient. Bradley, and I asked the question, vaccine strike force coming? Will the government go door to door? Yes, it is. Like, listen carefully.
Some geographies.
Yes, there are. There are strike forces happening now. It's getting worse. It's growing. Do syringes feature RFID tracking? Radio frequency RFID near field identification chips are part of the latest vaccine syringe capabilities. That's according to the USA's, it's called Rapid USA's website. Now, they claim that they're voluntary and they're not using them right now, Dr. Bradley, but they have this capability, too. This alone is very scary indeed.
You know, we don't know what all is in this thing, the magnetism thing that people put out and they try and debunk so much. And it's absolutely, to me, it seems like if anybody was doing more than living under a rock, if they had more than half their brain cells, they would think of this. Now, apparently, about half, maybe more, of the American population currently has got their brain cells intact enough to say, you know, I'm going to wait on this thing. You know, that doesn't mean they're going to be forever. But the pitches that you get, I mean, these happy, pleasant, smiling. I watched one the other day where everybody was just joyously greeting grandparents and hugging and kissing, and everybody was getting back together for their barbecues, and it was like, oh, ain't it wonderful we've got this vaccine. What it isn't really, it can't be qualified as a traditional vaccine, but yet and still, they're promoting it as though everything is completely intact, good, positive. There's no possible problems with this.
And hang tight, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Bradley, Sam Bushman on your radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The New York Attorney General's office will now hold an interview with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Wendy King reports.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is to be interviewed on Saturday by investigators with the state attorney general's office, which are looking into sexual harassment allegations against him. The Democratic governor has been accused by several women of inappropriate touching and offensive remarks. He's apologized and said he's learned an important lesson about his behavior around women.
Cyber Ninjas, the team conducting a forensic audit of Arizona's Maricopa County general election, said Thursday they want more items to complete their review, which has turned up several major discrepancies. A couple of them, auditors could find no record of the county sending out more than 74,000 mail-in ballots. Auditors found approximately 18,000 people voted but were removed from voter rolls soon after the election. The auditors want ballot envelope images, router images, and Splunk log hard drives. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Loomis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fund, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com. With promo code WAR50, fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Nike says it wants money from extortion attorney Michael Avenatti. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Nike wants disgraced lawyer Michael Avenatti to pay for trying to extort them. The Oregon-based company is seeking just over $856,000 from the lawyer, who was given 2.5 years in prison for his actions in the scheme. Nike's financial request is actually a revised one, as the company previously wanted $1.7 million. Avenatti was convicted for threatening to give Nike bad publicity if they didn't pay him millions. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Officials in Germany say the death toll in European floods there have increased, pushing the total number of fatalities in Germany and Belgium above 100. Rescuers are scrambling to find survivors and rescue people trapped in houses at risk of collapse. Hundreds of people are still missing, and thousands are homeless after days of heavy storms that caused flash floods across the region. USA Radio News.
All right, Dr. Scott Bradley with me, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about this situation of the coronavirus. We're also talking about how the DOD is trying to make the military add coronavirus vaccines to the already mandated mini vaccines given to military personnel. Multiple parents are now filing lawsuits because the government's literally giving people abortions. They're also giving people vaccinations, little kids without parental knowledge and or consent. Lawsuits are pending. Time will tell where that goes. New syringes. Feature RFID tracking? The answer is yes, they have the potential to. Admits the Rapid USA's website, so we know that's happening. Will they really be going door-to-door, ladies and gentlemen? Will the vaccine strike force be coming? I think that it's already happening in some places, and I suspect that it's going to get worse because the latest update, they call it a coronavirus update, Surgeon General, quote, misinformation on health is an urgent threat to the public. This is dangerous indeed, ladies and gentlemen, because who's been the misinformation kings? The ones that told you that masks were necessary. Now they admit they're not. People that told you, oh, you know what? You know, the COVID's going to kill 3 million plus people. Well, it's only 600,000 to date, and the numbers are in serious question. Oh, now the variant deltas, whatever you want to call it, strain, Delta strain or whatever, now a big surge in everybody dying. Is that true, or is that the cover-up for more vaccine-related deaths? You just can't trust these people, Dr. Bradley, but they're absolutely getting desperate as they try to hold on to power and try to hold on to the lie that's been working so well to literally remake the affairs of the nation.
Well, ultimately and finally, truth will prevail, and as the Savior said, it will make us free. But right now, we're in the middle of a disinformation campaign, and there's a little corollary to that. You know, Jan Psaki, the news person for the Biden administration, has made some kind of, I think, earth-shattering revelations, and that's pretty hard to say for somebody that's they're spinning the truth all the time. Anyway, she talks about Facebook helping them to get rid of the quote-unquote disinformation that doesn't go along with the establishment view on things. This is clearly and plainly a collaboration, a compliance at the very least, but I think it's being done openly and just because they want to. Facebook is being called upon to scrub these so-called false presentations and informations that are out there. Basically, it's an attempt to prevent any dialogue on this thing from other well-reasoned, well-established, highly credentialed and qualified individuals that is contrary to the viewpoint that's being spoken by the establishment media. And by the way, the establishment has had an agenda from the very beginning, from the very moment, and we can go back and review why I believe this, but from the very moment this came out and hit the ground, if you will, running in March of 2020, the intent has been universal compulsory vaccination. And these teams that are going out knocking on doors, some of the teams are bringing the jab with them. They're bringing people that will actually inject you on your doorstep as they come by to see you. And this kind of thing is, I think, a precursor to where we're going in the future with this. I think they're trying to work the bugs out right now. It's kind of like back in, I think it was April of 2020, our Utah Governor Gary Herbert unleashed basically it was grabbing control of your smartphone. If you came into the state, you landed on an airplane, you crossed on one of the interstate highways, whatever, the approach was to grab your phone and unleash upon you your requirements for being here, whether it's hunkering up and bunkering down, or whether it was doing reporting, and all of these kinds of things, tracking and tracing, so that your phone would be the tracking and tracing device. What they found was it wasn't quite ready for prime time, but I'm betting that they've probably tweaked it and honed it now, so that they're getting closer onto this thing. The government agencies are right now in a testing mode. They're probing the perimeter, if you will, in a military term, to see if they can find weak spots, if they can find ways they can better handle things. And this is not going to get better over time. This is a full court press, and the intention is to do a vaccine mandatory for everybody. And then I have heard, I read it lately, where the intent ultimately may be monthly booster shots, monthly. See, and some of the vaccine manufacturers have gone to the FDA and says we'd like to have an emergency use authorization that we can do a booster shot now, October perhaps, whatever. And they've been, you know, deflected on that right now from the CDC, which is one of the few things the CDC seems to have done that makes any sense at this point. But there are those that are talking about the fact that we may need at some point monthly booster shots. And it's like, people, we've been on this earth as human beings, mortals, for millennia. And what we have is an environment that we were designed by God to work within. In this soup of the environment, we have immune systems that deal with things. And now we're intervening as God himself with these pharma companies that are making billions upon billions upon hundreds of billions of dollars. And they're on a roll. And for some reason, they've got the whole establishment behind them. I mean, we're talking the deep state or whoever it is that's really running things is really pushing this. So, yeah, it ain't going to go away, I'm sorry to say. And we, the people, have got to start doing things like vote with our feet and our dollars, like we talked about the universities a minute ago, if people just said, no, I'm not going to come to your school if you're going to require this, it's not worth it to me. And I think that they'd become more aware of the resistance that's out there, and hopefully there would be at least a mitigating kind of slowdown that went on this thing. So, talk about Cuomo for a minute. Here's a guy that the news just talked about, how he's going to be questioned about his sexual harassment and his proclivities and everything like that. He's the guy that should be up for, based on the evidence we've got, crimes against humanity, for mass murder, putting the COVID infected among the most vulnerable that all of society understood right from the very beginning. So you put someone that's COVID infected in with the most aged and most infirm people and kill off tens of thousands of people, and then they fudge the numbers. I mean, this guy still.
And then Dr. Bradley being praised for handling the coronavirus, for handling it perfectly, is the quintessential "this is the way you do it" idea, right?
Absolutely. And the fact of the matter is, he's still governor. Oh, but what really makes this kind of humorous in my mind is the attorney general for New York is going to question him. Yeah, right. Just like the buddies aren't meeting behind closed doors and are saying, okay, look, here, I'll throw you this softball question when we get out here. Your answer should reflect something like this. And if we get these kinds of answers, we'll have to say, yep, we thoroughly investigated this and found that there was no cause for concern. I mean, they're working behind the scenes. These co-conspirators that are working the things, the whole process to me is called in question, and I just can't believe how everybody plays it like this is a straight up game. It's all stacked. The deck is stacked, people, and those that are running the show right now are the least capable of solving the difficulties and problems. It's just amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's serious dangers. There's serious dangers of this contact tracing. I want to spend a little bit more time on this. Because understand, at first you just think, oh, we got to protect everybody from the cocoa. This is an effort to break the chain so that people don't get affected. But ladies and gentlemen, the danger of contact tracing is shocking. Because here's the question. Will this really be used to protect me? Privacy and digital rights experts worry that contact tracing will be used not just for the coronavirus, not just for pandemics or incredible health outbreaks, but will rather be used, for example, you know, Dr. Bradley, you're sure a dispenser of misinformation, and you work with that out-of-control crazy talk show host, Sam Bushman, and they tie this together. What's going to happen? Privacy and digital rights experts worry that contact tracing apps, etc., well, they may be able to help fight pandemics if we had a real one, but privacy and security, well, they say they stress that it needs to be done right, but I say to you that the government is not capable of doing it right. The temptation of them misusing this technology is way too great, doctor. When we come back, I'll have you respond to that. How's that? Dr. Bradley with me, ladies and gentlemen. They're literally doubling down for tyranny right now. It is out of control and unacceptable. We the people better wake up, turn to God Almighty, stand together for liberty.
Your call is being transferred to the listening ear. Listening professionals dedicated to hearing you.
Hello, listening ear. Who am I listening to?
Carrie, but I was calling my mom.
Yes, you were, but your mom was so busy, she felt it was important for you to have someone who could completely focus on listening to you and you alone. So she subscribed to our service. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Where to start? Well, I can listen to school issues like science projects. I can listen to boy problems, although that's an extra $3 per call because of the emotional drain on me. How about we start with how you wish you had made cheerleader?
I didn't try out for cheerleader.
This isn't Mary?
Carrie. I'm Carrie.
Oh, sorry.
There is no substitute for a loving parent. And when you really listen, love is what they'll hear. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
All right, back with you live. Dr. Scott Bradley with me, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the COVID virus. We're talking about government out of control. We're talking about misinformation. They're cracking down, claiming that they are the ministers of truth when it comes to information. That alone is shocking. 1984, becoming front and center, to say the least. But even worse, vaccine strike force coming. Will they come door to door? New syringes feature RFID tracking tags. Yes. Coronavirus update, Surgeon General. Misinformation on health, urgent. Threat to the public. Contact tracing surveillance, ripe for abuse. Privacy and digital rights experts worry contact tracing apps and contact tracers lack limits. The potential for abuse is just stratospheric. I mean, it's just, wow. You think the IRS and you think that the monitoring of phones via the FTC or the FCC and all this stuff, you think that is a concern? It is. But they're ready to take this to steroid level. Photos everywhere, monitoring everything that you say and do, literally tying together everybody that you associate with. Freedom or free association literally going to go by the wayside. Fear of your government increasing exponentially. I mean, this is... I don't mean to make a mountain out of a molehill and just preach doom and gloom, Dr. Bradley, but this is a reality that we're facing, and to just whitewash it isn't the answer either.
You know, free societies just don't keep dossiers on their citizens. That's a fact. Now, draconian societies do, you know, whether it's the Gestapo or the KGB or the Stasi. You pick those societies that have been under the thumb or the boot, if you will, of the power mongers. They do keep these dossiers. We have the technology nowadays to bring together something that all of those guys, the Gestapo, the KGB, the Stasi, would just be green with envy about how this works. And we have been building dossiers on Americans for decades now. I look back, I'm probably one of the few Americans ever at any time, including those that passed this bill, the USA Patriot Act. Just logistically, without going through the yeas and nays, I testified against it, by the way, before the Senate Judiciary Committee. But here's what happened. It was introduced in the House the 23rd of October 2001 in the panic of the 9/11 aftermath. So the 23rd of October is introduced in the House. It was passed the House the 24th of October. They could not have read it in that time, let alone analyzed it. In my manual reading of it, using my manual count, there were 214 other sections of U.S. code that were affected by it. Now, I probably undercounted because I was doing it manually. So they get it the 23rd, they pass it the 24th, the Senate passes it the 25th, and the George W. Bush signs it the 26th. That was a huge leap. Basically, the Fourth Amendment is gone. All the NSA data gathering stuff that they're capturing, every phone call, every email, every text message is going into a database. you do what you can do now with your cell phone, with this contact tracing about you stood next to this person. Oh, you made this call from this location. The cell sites are triangulated within these systems. This capability is unbelievable that has been metastasized over the last couple of decades. And like I said, when in the spring of 2020, Governor Herbert, and there were probably multiple other governors that did these things, tried to commandeer the cellular network system so that every time anybody came within their grasp, they started getting these warning, here's your responsibility, hunker down, bunker up, whatever. By the way, what they found was some of the cities that were close to the borders of Utah at the time, their citizens could be sitting in church across the border, and everybody's cell phone would light up with these warning things from the governor of the state of Utah. So anyway, they weren't quite ready for prime time, but I think they've been enhanced in the past year. These people, they have an agenda. They're working towards it. And there are shielding devices you can use for your cell phone and everything, so you don't. But they don't work the way you want them to when you're doing that. But the point of the matter being, though, is that this is a web, and it's woven tightly, and those that are doing it are not friends of liberty. Whether that you call them Stasi, Gestapo, or KGB today, I don't know what you're going to call them. They're health department workers. And you talk about this tracking and tracing thing.
They're your neighbors, Dr. Bradley, because people are now so divided on the vaccine issue that people are turning in people. People are ratting on one another. Google reveals that government surveillance is at an all-time high. U.S., Germany, France, U.K., and India, top surveillance request lists. So Google's blatantly admitting that, hey, the government's coming to them and begging for information on literally everything. It's at an all-time high. Now, Google's not your friend either, but they're the ones at least blowing the whistle on this. Very interesting, to say the least, Dr. Bradley.
Let's take a corollary kind of thing about ratting people out. Utah's governor's put out a rat out website where you can rat out your neighbor if they're watering their lawn more than they should be or on a day they're not supposed to be. Last year, that website, I don't remember the number exactly. It's something like 150 people got ratted out by their neighbors. So far this summer, we're very incomplete year and data. It's well over 5,000 have been ratted out. That the Karens have come out of the woodwork. These people that are holier than thou, these do-gooders that are going to do this kind of thing. So absolutely, you're going to find they'll be ratting out on whether or not the virus is in your home, or you've got the vaccine, or you've got firearms, or you've just spoken out against one of the things that have happened. More and more of the neighbors are becoming good Nazis, and everybody in East Germany was a spy because, you know, they basically were browbeating the idea you got to tell on your neighbor, because if you didn't and you knew about it and something happens, you're roped into the whole problem. So that's kind of where we are right now, and America needs to wake up and recognize that this is totally un-American. And here's one good thing, though. There's many people that are saying that if you get the vaccine, it'll dramatically shorten your lifespan. And some are saying in a pretty major, almost immediate way, you know, within the next couple of years. And I was reflecting on that the other day, and I says, what if all the Karens that would have been turning everybody in ended up dying of the vaccine? Wow, society would be unburdened by many of the do-gooders. I don't know. It's
a tongue-in-cheek point, because we don't want the death of anybody. We're pro-life. We're making a mere point, though, about the betrayal that's happening in America, pitting American against American. This divide and conquer is taken to extreme psychotic levels in an effort to gain control of the freest country on the face of the earth and destroy liberty on the altar of safety and security, where government literally forces its heavy hand on the citizenry, ratcheting them down, dividing them in fear, destroying all things that we hold dear. This is what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, they're literally promoting abortions by getting little girls across state lines. First, they entice them into sex. Then they get them over state lines and perform murder on their innocent babies. And on these innocent little girls. Then they're doing this with vaccines now to boys and girls without consent. They're going to get sued. They're getting sued over it. But what the government's going to basically say is at some point we have authority over your children. You parents don't. And that's when the Communist Manifesto comes into full-fledged, full swing fruition in America, because really the Communist Manifesto says there is no God. Baby making is for the generation of welfare and workfare for the state. And it doesn't relate to you at all. In fact, you're just a cog in this gargantuan wheel. And for the cause of the state, you will have sex with these people and generate children for the next generation of laborers. It isn't a relationship thing. It isn't God-ordained marriage or relationships based on God's law of the family. It's a replacement of the family called the government workforce. This is what we're headed towards, Dr. Bradley, if we don't call a halt to this con game.
Well, let's talk about the family and its dissolving under the state. The Illuminati, really, that fostered and carried out the French Revolution is the parent company, if you will, of all future revolutions that are communist-related. So that's virtually all of them. And during the French Revolution, it became the law that a little boy could only stay with his family until he was 5 years old. The state took over the nannyhood, if you will, of that child, because at some point they wanted to be able to indoctrinate them into the process that they would play in the future. Now, you look at the Saraloff anarchists after the Russian Revolution, what happened to the family and the diabolical things that dissolved the family. Well, you look at what Joe Biden and his people are doing. They want the three-year-old and up to be able to be under the protective wing, if you will, of the state in their educational process. They're working on a universal military/government service program that I don't think is that far down the road, for boys and girls have to register for the draft in the event it's reinitiated, and when it is, it'll be for boys and girls. All of these things, and by the way, it won't matter if a girl has several children, they will have to become still, under the 13th Amendment, a slave to the state. The girl will be. Go read the 13th Amendment. Why is it that involuntary servitude is prohibited by the 13th Amendment, and yet the government thinks that they can be the ones that were in servitude too? Go read that. I read it in mind with saying people can't own people, which is a very valid position, but why can the government own your donkey? That is really a strange perspective that they're spinning now. So, yes, the family's at threat. God's existence in our lives is at threat because it's being pushed down further and further. And it's across the board. The voting things that are happening, the issues to basically seize power at the national level, they're becoming truly emboldened in this thing. So,
unprecedented,
you know, COVID.
Unprecedented government increase of power using a few literal trigger points, deceiving the people into trading their liberty for safety. They'll wind up with neither. The reality check on that is clear warning from the founding fathers and history repeating itself, whether it be the COVID, whether it be climate change, whether it be your right to keep and bear arms, whether it be we can't have all these riots in the country that they've been fomenting for quite some time. For example, this Cuba issue. I understand the Cubans' desire for freedom, but I believe we're being played on that Cuba issue. On one hand, they say they want to be free from communism. On the other hand, they beg the government for vaccines. On the other hand, supposedly Cuban Americans are rioting in America, blocking highways and destroying people's rights on the altar of freedom from communism from the Cubans. We're being played on this one too, and everything relates to insurrection, ratting on your neighbors, all the modern things that we warned about in history coming to fruition via these few trigger points. Don't fall for the lie, ladies and gentlemen. Stand up, prepare yourself and your family, turn to Almighty God. Those are the solutions we can prescribe. Doctor, the final word's yours, 20 seconds.
Return to the foundation, because it really truly worked and it really still is in place, and that's what you do when you get lost. You look at your back trail and go back.
And for Dr. Bradley and Sam Bushman, we declare this nation shall endure. freedomsrisingsun.com. Check out his weekly webinars and a whole lot more available at freedomsrisingsun.com. LibertyRoundtable.com and LovingLiberty.net, our websites. Donate liberally, would you please? Every penny will help grow our presence in the media, and we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.